podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome. I was going to say coaching youth hoops, but it's not. It's high school hoops. I'm super excited. Coach and I are trying to get some of these. We're both a little freaked out because, gosh, were we doing this when you were head coach?
We did this when I was an assistant coach. I started helping you doing stuff for Coach Unplugged. That's when I was at college and I started just kind of like having a lot of fun interviewing different coaches across the country.
Yeah, but I don't think we did high school hoops while you were a high school coach.
No, we were not. We were both
freaked out about what the season's going to look like. We're both going to have time to get high school hoops up, but we will figure it out. Worst case is I go into the studio and I'll rant for 25 minutes or something. Don't know if you guys will like that. Maybe, especially if we're not playing well or something like that. We'll see. But before we jump into today's topic, which is, I think it was my topic today, is we want to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. We are going to get one in, Coach's hand sooner rather than later. Mention us, get $450 off. They will take really good care of you. Customer service is second to none. That's the reason we've had one for a long time. I think we had the original one. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better, the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. Like I was saying last week, I spent half of a day prior to school starting, just basically talking to teachhoops.com members. Got some really exciting stuff coming down the pike. Very excited about what we're going to be able to offer within Teach Hoops. Built for a coach, by a coach, for a coach. Yeah. Anyway. From a championship coach, too. Hey, it's true.
It is true. I've won three state titles.
I've had one losing season in my coaching career.
It was your first season.
It was my first season. One. Drop mic.
That's impressive.
It is impressive. I've also had very, very good coaches and staff and community and players. So I'm not stupid. I know what I've had, but
yeah, well, that is just, that's why it's called a basketball program.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a great program. Great.
It takes a community to develop a program.
Oh yes. It takes a, what was the expression? It takes a village. Takes a village. Who said that? Was that Hillary or was that Bush?
No, I don't think there are any of those people.
No, maybe. I think so. What was the expression? It takes a village to raise a child, right?
Yeah.
And what's your guess? Who said that? We're looking it up. Who said that? The exact origin of phrase is unknown.
There you go. I told you.
I think Clinton was the first one to kind of, when you Google it, she was kind of the first one to push it. And
when she was the first
for the book, It Takes a Village was her book. That's why I thought it was her.
That's why. But I thought, yeah, well,
I think it's a proverb. Anyway, hey, this is the kind of stuff you learn in high school hoops.
Yeah. Don't do this in your practice because you will lose lots of time with your team.
Oh, I do this all the time with my team.
What, rant and talk?
No, but it will be pertinent to like, hey, did you know half of Maui's burning down? They won't even know. Or like, hey,
I know that. But like, know that LA... Don't get on a talking tangent and lose 15 minutes of
practice. I don't do that. But if it's a life lesson, like building.
Oh, yeah. There's always time for life lessons as a basketball coach.
Yes. I always do that. Like, hey, maybe you guys should be not whining and thinking about the poor people that lost everything in the hurricane that just hit Western Florida or something. So that keeps them kind of grounded. All right, so today, and this leads into today's topic. Look at that. Didn't even do that on purpose. The preseason meeting. So tell me what you I know what I think about the preseason meeting. You tell me what you think about the preseason meeting. And I'm talking about player meeting. When do you do it? How do you do it? What do you try to talk about in those meetings?
You know, I think that for me, that those preseason meeting is just really making sure that a lot of logistical things are taken care of. Making sure all those things that are going to get in the way before the start of the first day of practice is all taken care of. I definitely look at logistical things.
And what are you talking about with logistical?
I'm talking, some kids just, they haven't attended the code meeting, or they haven't gotten their paperwork in, or reminding them they got to be in good shape, and just like kind of
both basic. In the classroom and outside the classroom is usually one of my discussions too. It's like, don't, like, I'll go, I see some of you in the hallway every third hour, you know. No.
Yeah, I also kind of have a more of one of our core values in our program is mindfulness. And I guess to me, one of the things is just trying to get their mindset in a way to be mindful about the decisions that they're going to be making in the next couple weeks before the season starts. And during that time, are putting them in a situation to be the best version of themselves and support the program. Because those are when things start not falling into place, that's when seasons get difficult, when people make poor decisions. And we don't need to go into a great deal about that, but just that clutter piece of, you know, and then just understanding what you're looking for, you know, what are some of the overall goals, and just reminding them, this is what we do. You know, I remember when you came back from COVID, it was a lot of this is what we do. This is what we do. You know,
I think
in 2 weeks when we start practice, we're all going to come in and we're going to do dynamic or this or that, but this is what we do. And this is going to be led by this. This is what we do. Kind of giving them an overview and understanding what that's going to look like, you know, and getting them in preparation to know, you know, what is going to be in front of them, what to expect those first couple weeks of practice, or what trials are going to look like. And, you know, all those little things.
I think it's an interesting conversation.
It seems to you, Coach, that you dive deeper in this player meeting. I'm kind of intrigued by it a little bit, because I will tell you, most of the time, years past that I've done it, I kind of have my player parent meeting, and that's kind of basically where I have it, you know. And so maybe that's where I'm like a little bit not flustered, but kind of thinking, you know what, more of my player meeting tends to happen with the parents there, so they both hear it.
So here's my theory with this meeting, and this is a big school. This is a big school.
Right. I'm in a small school.
Right.
You're in a big school.
So I'm going to have 35 kids try out for 15 spots.
Right. Right.
Maybe 40, 20.
And maybe that's why there's even a bigger disconnect for me, because you have other things that you're going to have to deal with a head coach, right? About cuts, about all these things. Like, you're going to have to deal with more than, say, me coaching at a smaller high school.
Right. And I that meeting is a couple things. First of all, it's a, here's what's expected and here's what you're going to have to do. You know, obviously there's kids that, you know, that we could probably, like, Sam Mickelson will probably make my team this year. If anyone that knows my team, he's been first team all conferences, sophomore and junior year. He's going to be a senior. He's probably going to make my team. So, you know, he's got to try out, but he's probably going to make my team. Let's be real, people. So, you know, Michael Jordan didn't made the team. So there's probably a hand, you know, you keep 15, there's probably seven of them that have kind of earned their rights to make the team unless something happens during tryouts. So you're dealing with eight more spots with 30 kids. So you have to talk about all the expectations, what it's going to entail I do all that first, here is what you're going to have to do to make this team. And there's always new kids in a big school. There's always new kids.
Because, you know, in bigger schools, kids are going to different high schools
I've already had the post meeting with all the kids. So they've already, I've already, you know, after the season was over, we already had those meetings and talked about skill sets and what they needed to do and where I see them and what they,
So where do you think the in these pre this pre-player meet this the player meeting, What are the most important things that you could tell coaches that they should really make sure that they keep talking?
You gotta talk about, I talk about my, things that are drawn in, I mean, are in stone and will not change. So, you got to be eligible. You got to do school.
Yeah,
You
like
got
a
to be in
lot. I guess
class. Those
that's what I kind of
are
meant,
all,
like logistical,
but the
like.
big one for me is I can guarantee it. I will have a meeting. School starts at 8:15. I will have a meeting at 8 o'clock, 10, 15-minute meeting in September, and I will have two or three guys late, and maybe two guys are on, and like they don't come in. Like I shut the door at 8. They're not coming in. And then I have that discussion with the guys that are there, and then I have the discussion with the three or four guys that come in afterwards and say, "Hey, I will see you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. and we will have the meeting again for you," which doesn't make me very happy, blah, 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 blah. Because being on time is one of my things. You're early, you're not late, you're early, you have to be on time. So that's one of the things that, but anyway, so I talk about part of it is expectations. If you're going to have, and you and I were talking about my winning program, if you're going to have a winning program, you have understood values and pillars and culture and things that are just, this is just the way we do things. We're going to work hard. We're going to treat people nice. We're going to do these things. And so that's the first thing. So I usually have several meetings. I'll have one in September. The October one is more like, here's what we're going to do this year. And it's not X's and O's, but this is the expectation. And this is a 6 day a week full commitment. We're expecting to win this and we want to do this. So, and again, then it's a more of a little, hey, remember, you got to get in your physical and you got to do this and you got to do that. That takes like 2 minutes. The second meeting is, this is what this is we're about. And anything less than this, and you're not on this, if you're not on this bus, then don't show up, because this is where we're going and this is what we expect to do. So I kind of have two different meetings. One is an administrative meeting and a little bit of the, these are the things I expected. And then the second one
Sorry if
is,
you guys heard my kids in the background playing.
nobody could
So,
hear you. Nobody could hear you.
okay, we're good then. Sorry.
Yeah, it was great. I saw some movement, but then the second one is more, this is the rally cry. Here's what we're going to do, and here's how we're going to go about it.
Like
That's
getting them like kind of psyched up, motivated, like this is what we're gonna do. And like, yeah, this is.
right, because people are coming out of their season. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to rally the troops at that point.
Right, and changing their mind frame from football to basketball or
Right, or
from
whatever it is, or
volleyball
done
to
with volleyball,
basketball
or
or cross country, whatever sport your kids are playing, or not even been in a sport. Like that's an even I think sometimes a little bit harder transition for kids that haven't played a sport and this is their first sport coming in to the school season. I mean, that sometimes becomes a little bit can be a challenge too.
yes. What
Yeah,
else do you
I would
think?
say that those are the things that, I guess you have to look at too, is like that's why I think it's really important at the end of the year or before that is you get with your coaches and you think about what are some of the things that were in didn't we didn't like how the season began last year or things that got in the way that we can address before the season even begins. Because the game is always ever changing, kids are ever changing, and so you have to look at those type of things as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think you gotta, yeah. And again, part of what I would tell coaches too before we stop here is you gotta read your group too. Like I've had groups where it's purely administrative. Like you know some of my teams. Some of my teams
Right.
have been crazy good. I didn't have to motivate. I had made sure they were going to class and were doing the stuff they needed to do. Other ones, it's less administrative and it's more like, well, here's what's gonna happen and here's how practice is gonna look and here's and you better be ready for this.
Because like another thing too is like that also takes a lot of energy too and a lot of time and planning too. That second piece when you have a group like that too. And so like you've got to kind of read and know where your time is going to be. But putting that in place is going to help you in the long run when it comes into the season. So
yeah, and it's partly like it's different than being on the JV or sophomore team or freshman team. You know, my good freshman last year, he hit a wall because he wasn't like he was playing really well early. He just hit a wall because he wasn't used to 6 days a week and, you know, a 36-hour bus trip to Florida and, like, you know, things that just happen during a basketball season that, you know, is brutal in some
respects. It is brutal. It's a tough season. It is.
It's long. It's
and especially long. in our state, too, because of the weather and, you know, we have the holiday.
Yeah, we're not Alaska. We do see the sun a little bit in the summer, yeah. But it's it's close. All right. Anything else with that, coach?
No, I appreciate some of the tidbits that you gave me today. I'm always learning too.
Me too. All right, bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.